Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about the start of the year at Lake Darling. This past weekend, obviously, was the beginning of the year, and so you guys participated once again in the National First Day Hike. So how did that go at Lake Darling?
Joe, it went absolutely fantastic. We had a total of 156 participants show up to Lake Darling First Day Hike, our second annual one that we've hosted, which that more than doubled the amount of participants we had last year. Of the 156 participants, we hiked a total of 397 miles between the longer distance one and the shorter distance one. And I would say the vast majority of the group, probably two-thirds or better, participated on the longer hike, which was great to see. So the turnout and the support from the community was just outstanding. And I suppose some credit needs to be given to the weather. We couldn't have really ordered a much better forecast. The sun was shining and it wasn't windy. And it was just a beautiful day, a beautiful way to start off the first day of January.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, 156, that's a lot. Is that even more than you had even expected?
You know, it is. We were nervous maybe with the church, you know, being on Sundays, about competing with the church crowd. And so we pushed the time of the hike back to 10 o'clock as opposed to 9 o'clock to try to avoid some of those conflictions with the church. So we did, though. That is more than I expected there to be. But I again, couldn't be happier with the turnout that we had. It seemed like everybody who showed up had a really great time. We had participants from, you know, all over Washington County, as well as some bordering counties from Jefferson and Henry County and the Mount Pleasant area. We had some folks over from Illinois, as well as even a couple who were in town from Arizona decided to stop out and join us as well.
All right. So definitely going to keep this going in the coming years then.
Yes, absolutely we will. It's been a great event that we partner with the Friends of Lake Darling to put on. And as long as we, you know, we still get the community support and the community involvement, yes, we plan on continuing to do this hike for many, many years to come.
Last year when you did it for the first time, why did you feel like bringing the first day hike to Lake Darling was a good idea?
The first day hike isn't a new phenomenon by any means. There's some parks in Iowa who've been doing it for, I think this was their seventh year doing it. And so there's parks from all over the country, parks in every state doing them. With Lake Darling being closed for the, you know, the several years that it was closed, we thought it'd be a great event to help continue to reintroduce people to the park and allow them to see the park, you know, a different time of year in a time that they're not normally used to. So we thought it would, like I said, be a great event to promote and to get people out there. And, you know, the turnout last year was great, and so we continued on this year and obviously blew last year's attendance out of the water.
Is there anything else about First Day Hike that you'd like to mention?
I would just, again, like to thank Friends of Lake Darling for their support during the hike and providing the refreshments. I'd like to thank everybody who showed up to the hike. I hope they all had a great time. We enjoyed having them there and being able to show off, you know, our lodge as well as the new year-round four-season modern cabins that we've got out there. We had some great feedback on those. So, again, just an all-around positive event, and I'm just very happy that the weather worked out and very grateful for everybody who showed up there.
Some other things I wanted to ask you about. Hunting and fishing licenses for people is set to expire on January 10th. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, the licenses that are due up this year would expire on the 10th.
Okay, so what can people do to, renew their licenses, and what should they be aware of?
Absolutely, just take a look at your licenses, whether it's a hunting license, a fishing license, or they have that outdoor combo that is both licenses. Take a look at those and note the expiration date on those. They do have several options as far as like a three-year license, or you can just buy a year license. But take a look at that. Make sure your license is, if it does expire, then it is time to purchase a new one. And you can do that actually down at the Lake Darling District Office. They sell those licenses and are very helpful in obtaining those. Or you can stop by, you know, other vendors like I believe Ace there in Washington does licenses, as well as Walmart and some places like that. But it's just a good thing to, one of the things I guess to check with the new year is to see if your hunting and fishing licenses are up to date and current.
I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about as far as Lake Darling is concerned, like anything going on there and or how numbers are during the winter?
So far at Lake Darling over the winter, we've had just a steady stream of people through there. The new cabins have been very, very busy through the Christmas holiday and as well as New Year's. We still have a lot of openings towards the end of January and then February and March. Those are still available on two-night minimum basis of rental nights, and then starting Memorial Day weekend is when the week restriction will come into effect for those new cabins. So if folks are curious to come out and see what they're about or would like to stay, they can get on the DNR's reservations website and make those reservations.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.